Yeah, I mean, as you know, Catherine, the report, it was given to the councillors last Tuesday at the initial municipal district meeting. It's been going on now since 2016, which is kind of shocking that it took that amount of time to get the report together. But it's done now. What's come out of the report is sort of really shocking, that, you know, the level of erosion that could happen in the next 10, 20, 30 years, and the fact that really the report isn't saying that there's not really anything that can be done or will be done or needs to be done to do that, that it will take its course and it will erode and it will go back again over a long, many period of years. I suppose that's all well and good for a report to say that, but, you know, there's livelihoods, there's people at risk, there's land at risk, there's a number of things at stake here, and I think that, you know, looking at the report, it's something that really needs to be taken to a further step, both by Donegal County Council and by ourselves, to see was there anything else that we can do to make sure that the erosion is at least eased over the next number of years.
And was anything discussed at the meeting in terms of mitigating that erosion into the future?
Not really, because the report, I suppose, wasn't really to say what mitigation processes could be done there. I suppose they said that small things could be done, but they weren't giving anything to, like, boulders or, you know, that type of thing to stop erosion. I suppose they wouldn't be in place to make those recommendations, and that would have to be all part of a discussion with National Parks Wildlife, the OPW, and Donegal County Council through a planning process. But that wasn't something that they recommended. They recommended that the erosion would keep going for whatever length of time. No one could put a timeline on that. But at a point that erosion would turn, and the sand that's been deposited out at sea at the minute would be reinstated back into the dunes and to the areas that the erosion is happening in.